Jesus said, "Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid." John 14, verse 27. Why? Let's talk more about it today.
Coming to you from the radio studios of Souls Harbor Covenant Church in Miami, Florida, USA, this is Walking in Power, a dynamic life application Bible study with Bernd Zumpano, anointed author and teacher of authentic Christian doctrine. Bernd Zumpano's spirit-filled teachings on practical Christianity have touched and transformed the lives of many people who have opened their hearts to God's Holy Spirit as a result of Bernd's instructional teaching. Bernd shows us how Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and how He can change your life and circumstances. We invite you now to listen in with family and friends as Bernd discusses Christian issues and answers that will teach you to walk in the power and the knowledge of God through the Holy Spirit. And now, here's Bernd.
Thank you, Glenn. Before we get started, let's pray. Father, on behalf of all of the people of Souls Harbor Church and all Christians worldwide, I come together in agreement, firstly speaking our voice of thanks, praise, glory, honor, exaltation, and majesty to your holy name, to all of the men of the earth, and to the ends of the world. Anoint the people worldwide with eyes to see and ears to hear. We agree that all demonic scales are broken off of their spiritual eyes and ears, and that they will see and hear with the eyes and ears of your Holy Spirit. By the Spirit of power and might of your Holy Spirit, we call a clear, wide, open, unobstructed path cut to the heart, mind, soul, and spirit of every person listening, and to every man upon this earth, and agree that you will shine your light and truth upon them and into them. We agree for and call in, by faith, the greatest spiritual end-time harvest that the world has ever seen. Also in agreement, we bind Satan, the prince of the power of the air, the princes of the north, south, east, and west, all principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness, wicked spirits in high places, all territorial spirits everywhere, all ruler spirits over all communities and peoples worldwide, all spirits above, around, and below them, all spirits of Antichrist, lies, deception, religion, witchcraft, python, unbelief, doubt, divination, all spirits of harm or immorality of any kind, all spirits of opposition, hindrance, interference, and obstruction, destruction, murder, theft, the Jezebel spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Absalom spirit, all spirits of slander, scandal, rumor, libel, defamation, maligning, derision, opinionated spirits, rumor and gossip accusations, and false accusations, along with all of their physical and psychic attacks, assignments, and operations. We loose all the peoples everywhere from such activities, assignments, and attacks and operations, and call their strongholds down and destroyed, canceled, made null and void, cursed and destroyed at their roots, never more manifested or come to pass, rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, and never seated, and decree any and all retaliation, revenge, or getting even permanently, immediately, completely, and continually forbidden, all in the mighty name of Christ Jesus. And in the authority of His name, Father, this is our faith confession, and we believe that we receive, and the saints said in agreement, Amen.
Greetings to you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, and friends of our radio listening audience. Welcome to our worldwide Bible study, where we're going to be talking today about how to deal with fear and anxiety the biblical way. Many people are so riddled with fear and anxiety, so plagued by it, that they need medication just to function. And so they go to a psychologist for some form of supportive therapy, or they go to a psychiatrist for an anti-anxiety medication or a tranquilizer to calm them from fear, which may help as far as being functional is concerned, but doesn't get at the root of the problem. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus said, "Put the axe to the root." What is the root? The root is that which arises out of the seed for every spiritual problem, including fear and anxiety. There is a seed, a root, and a fruit. Well, we know what the fruit is. We live a life of being disquiet and in torment, in fear, anxious, nervous about things, worrying, and something seeded that. Most of the time, it's some sort of an insecurity or a trauma that something that happened in the past may happen again. Sometimes it's a free-floating fear, a free-floating anxiety. What do we mean by that? That neither the person nor the doctor knows why it's there, because they cannot recall a particular instance that triggered it, but it is there. And very often, pastors and deliverance ministers know that when it is free-floating, it is usually a spirit of fear, a spirit of anxiety, and its ministry serves to torment. What's my point? My point is there can be many causes of fear, many causes of anxiety, but one thing is certain. Taking medications, taking pills is not a long-term answer. Why? Because there are no chemical answers to your problem. But very often, we still have fears, don't we? We still have anxieties. Sometimes over everyday little circumstances which bother us for some reason or another, and sometimes we can't even put our finger on. In John 14, verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace is what I leave with you. It is my own peace that I give you. I do not give it as the world does. Do not be worried and upset. Do not be afraid." Jesus said he has already given us peace. But everything in the kingdom that we need, we have to take possession of. How did you get saved if you're saved? You said, "I want that," and you went after that, and it happened. How do people get healing? They go after it. How do people get deliverances? They go after it. They find someone who does deliverances. What is the point? The point is that it's a kingdom principle that the kingdom is granted by grace. It's just given. We can't earn it or deserve it. The kingdom is taken possession of by faith. So we receive salvation by putting our trust, which is faith, on Christ alone. Salvation comes from Him, not from our self-effort. So we take possession by faith or trust on Christ, and the kingdom is manifested by action. We have to take an action. So if we want an answer to prayer, we must take an action and pray. If we want to see prophecy fulfilled, we must take an action. If we have prophetic anointing, and we must speak the prophecy first. If we want to see a healing, we must lay hands first. So what is the point? The point is that the kingdom is granted by grace, taken possession of by faith, demonstrated by action. One of the greatest things God has given us to take possession of in solving many of these things is His Word. His Word. In Psalm 56, verse 3, the psalmist says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." I put my trust in you. So one of the first things that we learn is that trust is faith. Christ will see us through every circumstance. Why? Because in 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." The spirit of fear is a demonic spirit, but the spirit of power and the spirit of love and of a sound mind are ministering angels of the Lord Christ Jesus. It's a simple prayer to just say to the Lord Christ Jesus, "Lord, send your angels of love, power, and a sound mind to my side right now to minister. I ask it in your name." Jesus said in the Gospel of John, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." In Psalm 94, verse 19, the psalmist said, "When anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul." He was speaking to God here. "Your consolation brought joy to my soul. How can we receive consolation from God to calm our anxiety and to dispel our fears? One way is to talk to God directly, dialogue with Him. Stop and listen in your thoughts for Him to answer. He will not permit you to be deceived. Another way is to go to His Word. Find scriptures on anxiety. Find scriptures on fear. The scripture itself says, "The Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path." Proverbs 12, verse 25 says, "An anxious heart weighs a man down, but a kind word cheers him up." Why is that? Because words are spiritual. And when words are released, they find their target, and the happening is in the words because they're spiritual. That's the reason why Proverbs 18, verse 21 says, "Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those who engage it will eat the fruit of it." Fruit comes from seed. The power of the tongue is to release seed, and the seed released by the power of the tongue are words of faith. Words of faith. So you must understand that you have to have a faith or a faith confession about what God is going to do for you. That's called having the faith of God. What does that mean, having the faith of God? When God released words in Genesis chapter 1, when He created, He went on from one thing to another. He didn't dwell on every event He was creating. He went on from one to the next. Why? Because He had the faith as God that when He released those words would do what He intended. That's having the faith of God. Now in John 14:12, Jesus said, "The things I do, you will do in greater, for I go to the Father." Well, Jesus was that creator in Genesis 1. Yes, He was. Read the Gospel of John, chapter 1. It tells you that. In Isaiah 35, verse 4, the Spirit through the prophet said, "Tell everyone who is discouraged, be strong and do not be afraid. God is coming to your rescue." Can you hold on to that? God is coming to your rescue. In Joshua 1, verse 9, by the Spirit it says, "Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Do you know what that means? There's never a time, never a moment in your life, never a moment in your day, never a moment in your circumstances or in your sleep when God is not with you, and He will see you through. In Psalm 34, verse 7, it says, "The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, and He delivers them." He delivers them. Now let's look at the word fear. What does it mean to fear the angel of the Lord? Firstly, you need to know that the angel of the Lord is an Old Testament title of Jesus before He incarnated. That is the Holy Spirit. And it says He encamps around those who fear Him. But the word fear in Scripture, when it says fear God, it doesn't mean, or to fear the angel of the Lord, it doesn't mean that we're to be afraid or terrified of God or of the Holy Spirit. No, the word fear in Old Testament Scripture and in New Testament Scripture means to hold God in reverence and awe, to worship Him. So, when we have the fear of the Lord, when we have reverence for Him, for who He is, for what He does for us, for His divine protection of us, and we pray, we talk as if we're having a dialogue, a conversation, pouring our hearts out, this scripture tells us that He delivers us from our circumstances. He delivers us from our enemies. He delivers us from our diseases. So in Psalm 34, verse 4, the psalmist said, I prayed to the Lord, and he answered. He freed me from all my fears. Well, if he freed you from all your fears, he's going to free you from all your anxieties, because anxiety is nothing more than a type of fear. So in 1 Peter 3, verse 14, we read, But even if you suffer for doing what is right, God will reward you for it. So don't worry or be afraid of their threats. In Mark 5, verse 36, Jesus said, and I read the verse in its entirety, Jesus told him, Don't be afraid, just believe. The word believe, trust, and faith in the New Testament are all interchangeable. They mean the same thing, trust. And that trust is on a person. And his name is Christ Jesus. In Psalm 46, verse 1, we read, God is our refuge and our strength, an ever-present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Fear not, Jesus said, when he walked on the water during the third watch of the night, as the apostles were in a boat on the Sea of Galilee. The apostles were in the boat, and they said, It's a ghost. Jesus says, Fear not, it is I. Yes, God will fight for you to get you through your fears and anxieties. He says so in the scriptures. Deuteronomy 3, verse 22, Do not be afraid of them. The Lord your God himself will fight for you. Proverbs 29, 25, Fear of man will prove to be a snare. But whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. You get that? Whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. You're not walking through life alone. God is at your side. He will defend you. He will rescue you. He will comfort you. He will strengthen you by your trust. Psalm 46, verse 1 again says, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Do you believe that? Choose to believe it. Choose to stand on it. Choose to act on it. One of the best ways to do that, we find, is in Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. That's the faithfulness of God. The New Testament scripture says, God is love. And it also says, perfect love casts out fear. Let me ask you a question. Are you troubled with fears and anxieties, weighed down with the troubles and the problems of life? Uncertain about your future or your health or your provision or anything else which is discouraging and weighs you down? If Jesus has a way into your heart, Jesus has a way out of your circumstances. He is the Son of the living God, the Son manifestation, generated out of the Father to come to man to tell men about God the Father and to bring the Father's salvation to all mankind. With it, he brings healing. With it, he brings deliverance from sin, self, and circumstance. And he will manifest himself to you once you receive him. I believe you are being called today by Father God into his kingdom. It's a spiritual experience. No feelings attached. It's all by trust, and Christ will manifest himself to you. Are you ready? Pray this prayer.
Say, Lord Jesus Christ, I'm a sinner. I can't save myself. I repent of my sins, all of them. I turn from them by my own free will. I renounce them. I ask your forgiveness. I invite you into my heart now to be Lord and Savior. That is, to lead me through life and save me. I confess you before men as the resurrected Christ. Come into me now, Lord Jesus Christ. I receive you by trusting faith, and faith alone. Amen.
Now, if you prayed that prayer, get yourself into a Bible-believing, Spirit-filled, non-denominational church. Get water baptized by immersion, Holy Spirit baptized by those who have the baptism in the Holy Spirit, which will give you the power to walk the faith walk. Get into Christian community where they will teach you the Word of God. And I promise you, my friend, you will never again be the same, because the evidence that Jesus Christ is real is the proof of changed lives by the millions worldwide. God bless you, and God willing, talk to you next week.
This program was brought to you by the volunteers of the International Radio Ministry of Souls Harbor Covenant Church, Miami, Florida, USA. We desire that this broadcast become a spiritual nourishment and blessing to you. There's a lot of Christian entertainment and testimony activity on TV and radio worldwide, but there's a greater need for instruction in the Word and the ways of God. Our desire is to help fill that need. If this program has been a blessing to you and others, you may wish to become a contributor to this ministry as you feel led by the Holy Spirit. Your contribution in the form of an international money order or a personal check stateside would be greatly appreciated to carry on God's work and to keep us on the air. If you can't afford to support us financially, please be our covenant partner through your prayer support. Pray that our mission will be carried out according to God's will as we carry out His command that our voice go into all the earth and our words to the end of the world. We pray that this program is a blessing to you and that you'll tell others about us. Burns' classic and timeless Bible teachings given over many years past are highly anointed and are now available on cassette tapes along with his books and other ministry materials that teach the believer to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We want to hear from you. Write us or send us a postcard with a clear return address requesting our catalog or making your comments. Our address is Walking in Power, P.O. Box 161322, Miami, Florida, USA 33176. Or for telephone orders using your credit card, call toll-free 1-888-273-WORD. That's 1-888-273-9673. Until next week, we remind you that the Bible tells us that there is no salvation apart from the Lord Jesus Christ, and that there is no other name under heaven by which we can be saved from our sins. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and as a living person, willing and able to get involved in your life, shouldn't you? Invite Him into your heart today to be Lord and Savior, and receive Him by a trusting faith alone. If you want to know more about the necessity of being saved, write us. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We hope you'll tune in next week at this same time as we bring you more of the Holy Spirit's timely Bible teachings through Burns Zumpano. Until then, God bless you and keep you in His love. Walking in Power is a production of United Ministries International.